Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy, what was it? Something apropos the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You are Locked On Lakers, your daily podcast on the Los Angeles Lakers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Locked On Lakers. I'm your host, Harrison Fagan. It's telling me my connection's a little weak, so we'll see if I end up getting cut off here. But I wanted to hop on Facebook Live right after the game, and I'll be adding this show to our iTunes and Audio Boom channel as a bonus edition of Locked On Lakers as well. You can find Locked On Lakers on iTunes. Leave a review if you can, preferably 5 stars. Stitcher, Audio Boom, Today's Fast Break, and Silver Screen and Roll. Today's show is brought to you by Mack Weldon. Use the promo code LOLAKERS to save 20% off on your first order of underwear, socks, sweatshirts, and more. All their stuff is super comfortable. So the Lakers ended up losing 112-107 in a game that was much less close than the final score would appear. The Lakers were blown out by about, I think, like 30 points in the first half, and then they came back when the Warriors rested most of their starters in the second half, and the Lakers were able to play against the Warriors D-League team. So, I mean, there's not a ton of positives to take away from this game for the Lakers. Russell went 3 of 10 from the field. This was definitely not his best game. He wasn't looking like Stephen Curry today by any means. That comparison's been made a little bit over the last couple days, but that definitely wasn't him today. Clarkson got pretty inauspicious return to the starting lineup, 4 of 14 from the field. He looked a little bit better in the second half, but again, they were playing against the Santa Cruz Warriors rather than the Golden State Warriors at that point. The Santa Cruz Warriors are the Warriors D-League team, for anyone who didn't get that reference. So, I mean, what do we look at tonight? The defense was terrible. There were multiple moments where Randall or Clarkson just very little effort in transition. Same with Russell. It was just not a good night. Just most of the guys looked pretty disinterested out there in the first half as they were getting killed by the Warriors. So, yeah, I see Mitch Todd Gray saying we should have lost by 50. They rested Curry, Durant, Thompson. They did rest those guys in the second half for the most part, and then they rested Draymond Green the whole game. So, you know, it was not the Lakers' night anyway. They got killed. They ended up coming back against a bad team, but you know, like, there are a few positives, I guess, that we can take away from the game. Brandon Ingram, this was one of his better games offensively, for sure. And again, some of it came against D-League players in the second half, but he actually kind of acquitted himself well, at least offensively, against Durant in the first half. He didn't really guard Durant a whole lot. Durant did not guard him a whole lot, but he did, you know, he scored pretty well, and I thought he played okay defense on Kevin Durant. It's just he's not going to slow. I mean, you just don't slow down Kevin Durant when you're a rookie. That just doesn't happen. So, you know, but overall, I thought Ingram, I was fairly impressed with him. I thought he played a little bit better tonight. I thought Nance Jr. was kind of a bright spot in the second half. But again, it's just hard to look at guys and say and take anything good away. So, I mean, the positives are that no one got hurt. You know, like, they didn't lose by 50, and they didn't blow a 3-1 lead in the finals. I guess that's about it. I mean, I'm looking through the box scores here to see if there's anything that jumps out at me that maybe I didn't notice, but there's really not a whole lot, other than, I guess, Nick Young. I should probably talk about him, since he's been one of the more pleasant surprises for the Lakers so far this preseason. I mean, I don't think anyone thought that he was going to bounce back at all. And like most people thought, myself included, that he wasn't even going to make the Lakers this year. And he's turned it around, and it's enough that I'm going to go to a viewer question. And I had someone ask me, okay, so I can't find, yeah, so I have Scottie Pimpin at Ice Laker asking, is Nick Young the best player on the team? Question mark, is he top three? You know, during the preseason, it's hard. I mean, I don't know if he's been top three, but he's been top five, I'd say. He's been really good and really shockingly consistent during the preseason. His defense has been excellent. His offense, I mean, he's been shooting the lights out. What did he shoot tonight? I think he shot, he ended up shooting, I should have this ready, so excuse me. He shot a very nice 6 of 9 from the field and 3 of 6 from 3 overall. And if he's playing like that, then, I mean, not only is he not going to get cut, but he's going to force his way into the rotation, which kind of leads me into the next viewer question from at Con N, at Wrath of Con. He asked, thoughts on Nick Young as starting shooting guard? And, what's insane is that I wouldn't totally hate the move. If Nick Young started at shooting guard, I can't say that it would be worse than Lou Williams starting at shooting guard. Now, it would make the rotation a little bit weird if he got that starting spot, because then if you're bringing Clarkson in off the bench, if you're bringing him in off the bench at shooting guard, then that really cuts into, that really excises Lou Williams from the rotation completely. So you'd have to bring Clarkson in off the bench as your point guard, which I wouldn't have a huge problem with, but it would be, I mean, it's just strange that Nick Young's played himself into this. This is even a discussion is crazy after kind of the way last year went. And it really goes to show that under how much a difference competent coaching can make for players like Nick Young and role players like that across the board, and really starters with how good the Lakers have mostly looked until tonight when they just kind of ran into a buzzsaw so far during the preseason. So let's go to this is another question from Con N. He asked, what happened to Julius Randle's jumper? I thought he was working on it all summer. I mean, it's great to work on something, but if you just don't have the skill, it just may not get there. And so far, Randle, his jumper, he's had some positives. His playmaking has been a little bit better. He looks to have slowed down. He's not as out of control. But his jumper, it's impossible to say that it's more likely that it comes around than it is that it doesn't come around. I think at this point, we almost have to assume he's not going to be a good shooter at any point. And then if he is, then that's a pleasant surprise. But, I mean, it just seems really unlikely. So, next question was from at sign ASL76. He asked, why did the offense look clueless and the defense too? I would just say that that's what happens when you play against the Golden State Warriors. I mean, they're just really, really, really good. And so I just don't think that that's a team that you're going to slow down a whole lot on defense. And the Lakers didn't help themselves by not really showing enough effort in transition, I didn't think. So that kind of answers that. We got another question from, what is the deal with this team in free throws? Is this the worst free throw shooting Laker team ever? And I actually went ahead and looked this up. So far during the preseason, the Lakers have shot 64.7% from the free throw line. And the worst shooting Lakers team from the free throw line of all time shot 65% from the free throw line. And that was the 1968-1969 Los Angeles Lakers. So far, this actually has been the worst free throw shooting Lakers team of all time. So that's not just something that's in your head as you're watching the games, like, why are they not making free throws? It's that, you know, they're actually the worst free throw shooting Lakers team of all time so far during the preseason. Again, that could rebound. But I think that the big problem is that they've just had a lot of bigs going to the free throw line, and that's going to lower it. And their bigs aren't that great of free throw shooters. So I think that that's the main problem there. But yeah, statistically so far, they are the worst free throw shooting Lakers team of all time, which I thought was interesting when I looked it up. So I have a question from Emmanuel Davis. What do you think of D'Angelo Russell's progress so far? I think he's made really good progress so far. Tonight was obviously not the best night for him. He had some really careless turnovers, didn't play the best defense, shot 3 of 10 from the field. This just really was not a strong night for him overall. But I think overall during the this preseason, it's hard to not say that he's been the best player on the Lakers across the board. So I think that's definitely a step forward, and I think that that kind of thing is only going to continue as the season moves on. But again, what tonight reminds us of is that when he scores 30 points like he did the other night against the Kings, yeah, that's a lot of fun. But, he's going to struggle at times this year when the Lakers play really good teams because they just aren't quite there yet. He's not quite there yet. So they're going to have some problems at times, and he's going to have growing pains. He's not going to be fifth in the league in scoring like he has been so far during the preseason. So I'm scrolling through to see if we have any more viewer questions here. It looks like we aren't getting a whole lot. So I guess I'm just going to go ahead and say that that's it for today's edition of Locked On Lakers. I appreciate everyone who tuned in. You can find our full shows on iTunes, Audio Boom, Stitcher, Silver Screen and Roll, and today's Fast Break. Use the promo code LOLakers on MacWeldon.com to get 20% off your first order. And thanks for tuning in. I'll talk to you guys later.